called the Circle of Health Radio Show, and today we're pleased to have Mickey Buckland with us to talk about growing up clairvoyant and what it's like to have spiritual sight and hearing from a young age, and how he is able to help others with his gift. Hello, Mickey. How are you?
Hello. How are you today?
Great. So thank you very much for joining us. First of all, are you calling from here in Atlanta?
Yes, I am calling from here in Atlanta.
That's what I thought. Okay, great. You had contacted me previously to share with my audience some of your experiences and some of your thoughts about what seeing beyond the third dimension can, how it can be used to help people, how it is used to, you know, further your own spiritual growth, of course, because we're all here to help ourselves in terms of our own spiritual growth. Would you like to introduce yourself to the audience and tell them a little bit about yourself?
Yes. I'm very honored to be with you today as your guest. I'm Mickey Buckland. I am a clairvoyant. I've been reading since I have been 7 years old, and I have been reading in Atlanta professionally now for the past 25 years. I come from a line of psychics, and it's been an interesting journey.
Yeah. Well,
thank you for having me today.
You're welcome. Many, just on that point, many people have relatives who are clairvoyant. And there is evidence, I think, that these traits are genetically handed down, like so many other things. So I think that that's interesting, that we may actually have a genetic predisposition to have some of these gifts.
And I do believe that all of us have the gift. It's just centering ourselves and realizing and truly believing in our gifts.
That's true. I mean, if you don't ever play tennis, you'll never know if you can play tennis. And many people label themselves as skeptics, which is fine, but I think they need to realize it's not so much believing but experiencing that gets you along the path. I mean, I can believe in tennis, but if I don't go out and play it, it doesn't do me much good.
Exactly. And it's also very important to keep a peaceful mindset in whatever journey in your psychic abilities that you're seeking into or trying to strengthen.
Well, some of the masters and some of the, I guess, the experts on meditation have said that if you begin to meditate and you make it a daily practice, and you don't have to do it all that long, 5-10 minutes is fine, you will open these gifts. And I think that that's been true for a lot of people that I've seen.
Yes, I agree.
So tell us a little bit about how you do readings for people, and how what process do you go through when you're asked to do a reading?
Well, the reading starts out, if I'm seeing you in person or by the phone, I center myself into picking up your spirit guides and also feeling the immediate moment of exactly what that person is going through and how to handle that through their reading. A lot of people come to psychics, and they're sort of out of synchronicity. So first you've got to put them back into their own energy and sort of get them centered, and then go through with whatever you're receiving from them.
So you're picking up from guides and other energies within them, maybe even their soul, what it is that they need to be, well, let's say the most important things that they need to think about regarding different areas of their life.
Yes, correct.
I'll share with you something that happened. Well, this happens to me all the time, but I have a lot of patients. I have a lot of employees. I have a lot of friends that will occasionally go to clairvoyants and psychics. And recently I had, it's not so recent, it's about 6 months, I had six different people tell me that clairvoyants, actually from all over the country, were reading through them to me to tell me I had a thief in my office.
Mm-hmm.
So clairvoyants can read through people, say a patient, you know, an employee, they don't just read for that person, they read through to other people in their lives. Which
that is
fascinating.
True.
Isn't that fascinating?
It is very fascinating, and I have experienced that also myself.
Yeah, it really is interesting that in the spirit world or in this world of beyond the third dimension, there truly are no secrets. And I think a lot of the people that I've run into that vehemently deny the existence of this world would like to believe that there are secrets, probably because of their own belief systems and behaviors. So, and most of the people that I've run into that trust that there is more than three dimensions and there is a spiritual world beyond what we're seeing with our immediate senses, they believe that there are no secrets. They believe that there are no that everything is known, and they behave accordingly. So, it's kind of interesting that that humanity seems to be more on one side or the other now. You're spiraling up or you're spiraling down.
Very true.
So would you like to tell us a little bit about growing up clairvoyant?
Growing up clairvoyant was probably, as I would describe it, sort of ethereal, maybe. I always felt as a child that I was separate from the other kids, even though I was a kid. The experiences that were happening with me, there was no way I could convey or talk with anyone else about the things that were going on. I would be a kid and, say, watching the teacher, and instead of really comprehending what she had on the board, I would be reading into her.
Right.
And it was very strange to try to get used to, and I knew I had to be careful of things that I said that may, you know, be interpreted differently.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed as though, as a child, I would pick up a lot on tragedy, and I would try to give warnings, but I really didn't know how to convey at that age a warning to an adult that I was perceiving.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of strange.
I know. From when I was 5, 6, I remember seeing someone was going to die and saying something about it, and people would say, no, you know, they're not going to die, and then they did, and it was, but fortunately, I didn't get hit like a lot of people do with the fear aspect of it. You know, they just kind of forgot I ever said it. I guess I was blessed that way, because I know other clairvoyants who really were almost persecuted as children. They were told never to speak and, you know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's better just to have people kind of ignore you.
Well, I had great support system from my parents.
Mm-hmm.
And the first...
That's important.
Oh,
or
yeah.
Else you can shut down.
My first recollection, though, Susan, of that something was different was
mm-hmm.
when I was about 7 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a knock that came to the door. And that day, I had stayed home from school because I had a sore throat, and I was told, of course, never let strangers in and watch who's at the door. And so I saw a gentleman at the door, and I went back and got my mother, and I said, Mom, there's a man at the door. And so she came out, and no one was there, and so she went back to do her housework, and I was watching TV, and I looked out the window, and then I saw him standing out in the yard, and I said, well, Mom, there's that man, he's standing out in the yard. And she came over, and it was kind of like, you know, a storybook, he wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got a phone call that my uncle had passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And he had been over at our home just the night before.
Right.
And he had passed away with a heart attack.
Mm-hmm. Suddenly.
And we were, you know, as a child, you know, I was at the funeral home with family, and they were looking through old pictures.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, well, Mom, there's the man that I
right.
saw standing at the door.
Yeah.
And it was a picture of my uncle when he was a young man.
Right.
So that's when I knew that something was up, something was different, and That was my first recollection of knowing that something was very different.
Well, I think for the listening audience to understand what this is about is they need to appreciate that it is the organs of perception that one has that then allow what is perceived to come in. And just like most of us can't hear what the dog hears or what the bats can, tell with their sonic perception, and what even other forms of life can perceive, like with the dogs with a sense of smell, we have to understand that humans actually have different degrees of abilities to perceive with the organs of perception. And spiritual sight and hearing is not the same as seeing people that aren't there and hearing voices that aren't there, like with schizophrenia. Schizophrenia is very different. Schizophrenia is basically the person has no control over what they're seeing and the voices and are not aware whether or not these voices are telling them to do things, and then oftentimes they do them. This is very different than any psychic or clairvoyant I've ever met. Many of the psychics and clairvoyants that I've met have visions, and many of them also have spiritual hearing where they hear, they're not really voices, they're more like thoughts, but they're given information that turns out to be correct, and there's no way that they could know that information. It's not reasonable that it's coming from their subconscious or something they forgot. It's something that they never knew. Like, for example, when you were 7, you didn't know that your uncle had died. And it didn't come from your subconscious. So you couldn't have conjured him up. And in fact, you didn't even recognize him.
No.
So I think the way people need to understand this is that certain of us have organs of perception that are more highly attuned, probably through genetic ways, and also later on through practice. I'm sure you practice to get better at your skills.
It seems to me that the older I get, the stronger it gets.
Well, I think also the planet is helping. I know that it used to be very, very difficult. Back when Edgar Cayce was doing this work, he had to be a trans-channeler to get any information through. And then later on with Seth and Jane Roberts and all the other, interdimensional teachers that came in, it became easier. And now it's not that difficult to get spiritual information for those of us who've been doing it for a while. I mean, it's really not difficult at all. I think it's the planet that is getting lighter, and I think it's getting more easier that way.
I agree.
And I think more people are getting information, too. I'll tell you a story about my a friend of mine who was an oral surgeon. She called me one day kind of in a panic. She said something very interesting had happened to her, but she couldn't tell anybody else because they would think she was crazy. And, we really have to get beyond this thing where things happen to people and they're afraid that people are going to think they're crazy. That's very, very, that's 50 years in the past, probably. But in any case, she was in the bedroom and she woke up and this woman dressed in a Victorian outfit was standing there, just standing over her. And she didn't realize it was a ghost because this person was so real until she turned around and walked through the wall. And but these visitations are not that uncommon. And they happen to skeptics. They happen to, you don't have to believe or not believe to have these visitations happen. And she just wanted to share this experience with me, and she didn't know anybody else she could talk to, which is kind of sad. In the medical world, these sort of things are not generally accepted.
I understand. But I do also believe that our society is becoming more open.
think so too.
Yeah.
I was just watching a biography on Shirley MacLaine. Shirley did a lot to open up this world in her book Out on the Limb. She kind of introduced the world to a lot of different concepts in that book, and it was interesting. They were just doing an interview, and they were going, "Well, do you believe in extraterrestrials? And do you believe in channeling? And do you believe in?" And they went on. And Shirley says, "I believe in everything." That's just a great answer. I'm not so arrogant to think that my perceptual reality is somehow different and better than your perceptual reality, you know. But anyway, so I do think this stuff generates fear in people, mainly in people who have things to hide, mainly in people who have agendas, and mainly in people who are incredibly arrogant and not open to, you know, other areas of exploration. And people who are just plain stuck in the third dimension. But I don't think life's going to be very pleasant for people stuck in the third dimension over the next 30 years or so. I think it's going to get harder and harder for them. And I think that pursuing one's spiritual growth is going to get is going to be more accepted.
I agree.
So what sort of things do you read when you read somebody?
Usually, if the person comes in, and it's according what state of mind they're in, what will come first.
Mm-hmm.
But what I usually put my my spectrum of clairvoyancy into is the person's health.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll go through their health, and if I feel there's something that they need to know, I may, you know, tell them and a gentle in my own way that they need to seek out something, some sort of medical attention, or maybe they want to pay attention to their diet or look into something. And it's according if I feel very strongly or how I feel about it, how to emphasize on that. And then I'll go, of course, into, you know, general, into their work, family.
Mm-hmm.
And then I pursue, you know, to tell them, ask me questions, speak with me, and see if I'm on the right track. And then I'll give them names. I'll give them specific dates, people to look for, what I'm seeing them doing, where I'm seeing them at. And I've been doing it for a long time, and I think people enjoy it, and I think it's helpful. And it helps me to be helpful, too. And it's sort of a bonding between two humans trying to help one another.
So, do you give readings mostly over the phone?
I have been reading in Atlanta for the past 15 years
mm-hmm.
at a place called The Inner Space with some wonderful people, John and Sherry Henderson.
Mm-hmm.
And I've also have worked with Candace Apple, who's a very wonderful person, at the Phoenix and Dragon, who's done a lot for the
right.
community.
I know Candace, too.
And also, I have been affiliated with Miss Gloria Parker from Aquarius. So I've worked in town with some very special people, and my gifts were crafted through my lineage. Clairvoyance has been in my family for generations, almost seven, I do believe. And it has been an interesting journey, but I really love the fact that I can connect with someone and clear some things up for them so that they can move on with their life.
Now, you have a website, right?
Yes, mickeybuckland.com.
And you're going to be at the Noetic Science Meeting on May 21st, which is a Thursday, around 7:30?
Yes, I am.
Right, and so he'll be giving a presentation there at the 4370 Georgetown Square office. So do you currently have a radio show in Georgia?
Not at this time. No, I do not.
You did before.
I did before, yes, I did.
Did you do readings on the air?
I did readings on the air, and I was very proud to work with the magnificent Barbara and Vince Dooley. I was a guest on their morning program, and people would call in, and I would give them, you know, a message or answer their question or give my daily predictions.
Mm-hmm.
And then I moved on to Atlanta, and I've been reading in Atlanta now for 25 years, and I've been doing it off the web here in just recent, and I do come into town
mm-hmm.
periodically, and I do one-on-one readings.
Mm-hmm. I know that in the next year or so, I'm going to be going through a fairly significant shift in terms of my life path. Are you comfortable doing a reading on the air with me?
I'm comfortable doing a reading with you. I know as I'm talking with you,
mm-hmm.
I keep getting publication.
Yeah, I've got a book about to come out. That's true.
And I also get that there is some charity work that you're getting involved in.
Right. We're starting a nonprofit organization for a patient group that often doesn't have money because they're so ill, and trying to get them some help that they might fall through the cracks, you know, with between programs like Medicare, Medicaid, and health insurance. And often they end up homeless. I've taken two women into my home because they were living in their cars.
I also am getting that there is going to be some time spent coming up for you in the month of August where you're out west.
Okay.
And there's also something about a television program coming.
Okay, is that me appearing on a television program or me doing a television program?
This is you, and it's a development of a program.
Right. That makes sense. I've been asked to develop. Well, I did TV, my own program on TV called Your Health Today. I did that for about 6 years. And I quit doing it because I just got so busy. And then I've been approached to do more TV shows, health-related, educational shows.
Yes.
Well, spiritual medicine, really.
There's something very strongly coming in about in the year of 2010 about a documentary.
Right. Yeah, that's probably true. Actually, several people have been talking about documentaries for different aspects, so one of those may materialize. That's accurate.
I also feel that there will be an option for you as far as residence. So you may be very much bi-coastal, going back and forth a lot in the coming
right.
year.
Yeah, I've been told that I will have homes on both coasts, fairly specific guidance that I will have a home here in Atlanta and then a home on the other coast. Not sure what I'll be doing on the other coast, but I've been shown the vision of the home on the other coast.
And there's also coming through to me, there's an association with you and Europe and... shall I say, a French connection. There's something about people speaking French language, and I see you
mm-hmm.
around French-speaking people, and this may have to do with engulf a lot of different aspects of your life and your work.
Mm-hmm.
So I do see international travel coming up for you a great deal.
You know, I do too. I've been told to buy luggage. I've been told to buy, I mean, you can kind of, there's a lot of things on sale right now, as you may have realized if you ever go out to the stores. And I've been guided to buy stuff that I never would have thought I would have needed, but I keep getting that I'm going to be traveling a lot. It's going to be international travel. I've got a, you know, my passport and everything. And just, it's weird how you can kind of intuit the future by what you're guided to do today. Yeah, because for years I just never traveled internationally. I didn't have to worry about it.
Well, it seems to me that you might want to look into these luggage sales.
Yeah. No, I got the luggage and I got, you know, some of the the travel clothing and stuff. Because I've been wearing scrubs for the last, I don't know, 26 years or so. I mean, I occasionally got in a dress, but I interviewed Deepak Chopra on my TV show in scrubs, and I was running out the door, and he goes, "Well, aren't you going to stay and interview the next person who was fairly famous as well?" Because we did two at once. And I said, "No, I've got to get back. I've got a burn patient, and they don't wait very well." And he just kind of smiled, because it's true. Burn patients tend to be in a lot of pain. So, I hadn't even worried about a wardrobe for many years, because scrubs are easy. I've just been so busy running around doing different things, but mostly taking care of patients.
Well, I'm sure that you've been well aware of your gifts since you were a child.
Yeah. I don't know if you have this memory. I remember being kind of taken out of body, and, you know, it might be a dream, but it was something that I remember, by balls of light. It was like these balls of light, which I interpret now to be, you know, even higher than fifth-dimensional beings, and being taken for instruction. And even now, I feel that I go off for instruction, and I get a very strong sense that I am gathering wisdom and knowledge from higher planes and then bringing it back here.
I believe this. I know this is true. I also, Dr. Susan, would like to discuss this with you. When I was a kid, I would say maybe 5 years old before I even started elementary school,
mm-hmm.
I can recall when I would sleep, it would always be in a limbo state,
mm-hmm.
and I would always see maps. And until this day, I'm still working on trying to figure out what the origin of that. Maybe it was a past life, or it's something that maybe I'm supposed to do in the future, tracking people down or tracking something, you know, something missing. But
mm-hmm.
I do remember as a kid, I would always dream of being in an aerial view, and it was always like I was looking over maps or graphs or a high view of a city way away.
Well, I think that's a very useful thing. I have done a lot of work with the remote viewing community. And in fact, we're going to have Dr. Targon, who was, of course, did all the research he was the laser physicist, did all the research for the remote viewing. And so I've interviewed a lot of the really talented remote viewers that the military use. I think that the more you can shift your perspective, you can shift it up over an area and then zero down in. I did that when choosing my offices. I just would ask where my office is going to be, and then I was shown exactly where they are on a map. Well, we have a caller I guess we can take if you'd like.
Certainly.
Okay.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, my name is Karen, and I'm from Atlanta, and I was wondering what big changes Nikki sees for me over the next couple of months.
Hello, Karen.
Hey.
Hey. What I'm getting for you at this moment is there's something about mountains and hills. I don't know if you're planning to go to the mountains or you're looking at property, but there will be a location change for you. I also see that there will be a second business coming in for you that will be very profitable, and like the immediate. I do see that health is going to be good, and I also see that there is something about an older person you've been worried about or concerned about, but health will turn around and they will be better. This looks like a very good year for you money-wise, health-wise, and I do feel that you have been wanting to make some spiritual changes in your life, and there's a lot of spiritual things going on with you at this time. I feel you're in a great mental state, I feel this is going to be a great year for you, Karen.
Okay. Anything more specific on the job front?
I do feel that this second business that is coming in, or it could be a new offer, will arrive at your door before the 30th of June. And there's something about the initial of R and a K, and that's the catalyst of bringing this to you for you to see. And you'll see that earlier in the month. But this is something that will not require you to have to travel very far. And I think you're going to be very pleased with that. But there's something about a location change, you going to a mountainous terrain. But we'll see what that is, and you should know what that is sometime early in June. And I do see things going your way, and it's going to be a good year, Karen. I thank you for calling.
Okay. That's very interesting. You're great.
It's always good to get good news.
It is. Well, it's always good to get good news.
Especially in the times we're in now.
Yeah, well, it's interesting on the job front because there have been a couple of offers that have been coming my way lately. So anything on the personal level in terms of new people or anything like that, old people?
I do see that you're going to be surrounded and working more with people that seem to be more in tune or open to a lot of spiritual and metaphysical ways of looking at things.
Wow.
It seems as though you're going to be surrounded by people that are going to make your struggle a little bit easier. And I feel that you've been diligently working on this, and I do feel that it's all coming your way. I feel you've done a good job.
Well, thanks. And what was it on the health again that you saw?
I see your health doing well. I did say to you about an older person that may be in your immediate family that you may be concerned or worried about, but I see their health improving.
Okay. Any new relationships or reconnections with old relationships?
I do feel that relationships are going to be more clearer for you, and I do feel that your personal choice is correct.
Okay.
I think it's very interesting that we're given an opportunity now to project more what we want. There may be reasons for this. Many of us may have worked through much of the karma we had in earlier aspects of our life, and now we are freer to project that which we want to create. Are you seeing that in your reading, Mickey?
Yes.
Terms of, it seems like a lot of us went through a lot of struggles, especially in the late 90s and probably up to 2006 or so. But a lot of the karma has actually been released, and that allows for a clearer path. If you're in the midst of your karma, there's not a lot of cause and effect in your life. You know, it just seems to get hit from all sides.
Yes, I agree.
And well, let's talk a little bit, Mickey, about your projections for not just individuals, but what do you see in terms of the next few months for our country and for Georgia? And I think that we're getting some indications that some of the states may be trying to become more sovereign. What do you see in terms of that?
I feel times are going to get better.
Okay.
I feel there's going to be an upswing to our economy, and I do feel that we have a conscious level that is being changed to more of a positive outlook. I do feel that money will flow through the U.S. I feel that things are going to change to the point of unbelievability. I do believe that the president we have now is going to do a fantastic job. I do see also Georgia still being very much in the forefront as a leader of the U.S. in all aspects. I think it's a good place to move to.
You have an
things are going to get really very much so to our liking.
And when do you think that this will occur? I mean, do you think it'll be gradual this year, next year?
I feel it's going to be surprisingly fast. I see this changing in September, October.
Okay, so we still have to get through the summer then.
Yeah, but that's not that far.
Yeah. Do you think people are, do you think some people are kind of digging themselves in a hole with their doom and gloom?
Yes, I do, but of course, as we know, that's only natural, but that will change. I feel a consciousness is shifting, and I feel we're going to be okay.
Great. Well, do you want to take another caller?
Sure.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I'm wondering if you could tell me anything about any relationships I might be having soon.
And who am I speaking with?
My name is Sharon.
Hey, Sharon, how are you today?
I'm good.
Have you recently ended a long-term relationship?
It seems like it's headed that way. It's not yet, but it doesn't necessarily seem like it's going well.
Okay.
So I'm wondering if anybody new is coming into my life, anybody old is coming back, or if things are going to improve.
You know, what I'm getting is that, if you don't mind, here on the air, what I say to you.
Okay.
I feel that there are two gentlemen that think very, very highly of you right at the same time, and there's something I'm getting that you are vacillating or wondering about a choice. Could this be true?
Right, yes.
I do see that you do choose the right person. And
okay.
We should maybe leave it at that. Your choice will be correct. You do choose the right one. Both are in love with you, but there is one that can provide more of a spiritual nurturing for you, and I think that is your best choice. I don't want to make your choice, but I see as a psychic ability that definitely you make the right choice. I'm just being very careful of my wording not to expose anything of your life on there that you may not want, but
I just
that really care for you, and you do make the right choice, and I do feel that the choice is coming before July has ended. I also see you on the financial upswing.
Okay, that's good. So you can't give me any more hints than it's the best spiritual choice?
Well, I do feel that you're a spiritual person yourself, and I do feel in your heart of hearts that you really do know which one, and we'll just leave it as that today.
All right.
Bye-bye.
So it may be that there is a lot less free will than we think there is.
Correct.
What do you think of that statement?
I think it's correct.
I do too. I think a lot of the major things that come into our life are coming in for us to learn discernment, for us to learn what happens when we choose one way instead of another, and that we do need to, I mean, we're here not to ask other people so much, but, I mean, we can get information from other people, but we're the ones that need to make the choice.
I agree.
And that's, when I need to make a choice, I gather information from many, many different sources. Not all of them are third dimensional. And what I find is that, although the information is helpful, I still have to go within and intuitively make the choice, like this Sharon needs to make the choice between two people. As you said, you can gather information, but you really have to make it yourself. And then later on you'll see the consequences of making that choice versus making another one. But I think that's why we're here.
I agree.
And I think it's important for people to understand that although when you're guided to seek psychic information that you should go ahead and do that, because it's that there's probably information trying to come in that can't get in any other way, and that clairvoyants and psychics are very good at bringing up things like the fact I had a thief, and the fact she probably would have never been caught because of even audits didn't show anything wrong. So we had to go a lot deeper in order to expose it than we would have normally. And I probably would have never done that without clairvoyant information.
And it's seeking clairvoyant information by going to the clairvoyant that you've chosen. You want them to be able to give you a description.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to go to a psychic clairvoyant that can give you some sort of initial or name, even if it's close to that.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
with you, Susan,
true.
I think that I'm pretty sure that you're sort of a ready-made. You've got the information already.
I do. But, you know, occasionally I am guided to seek out clairvoyant information. Perhaps there's something that I don't know. You know, perhaps there's something that I need to be reminded of. So I do occasionally. But a lot of times, like if somebody says, you know, will you go with me and see somebody? And I hear, no, I'm not supposed to. You know, I'm not going to hear anything that's going to be that I don't already know, you know. But like I said, I gave the example of the person in my office who was taking money. I just didn't ask the question. Maybe I should ask the question more frequently. And if I do ask the question, I get information, and generally the information is very accurate. So it helps running a business that way.
And I'm very honored that you chosen me to be on your show today, because as talking with you,
mm-hmm.
I can just pick up your gifts.
Yeah. They've been used to ferret out medical conditions that are very difficult to understand because they're fairly complicated. I am a medical intuitive, and I was given a disease that I had to figure out. And what's so interesting is, on the radio show, I interview other people similar to myself who were given other diseases. You know, one was the biological warfare agent, Mycoplasma fermentans. One was chronic fatigue. One was fibromyalgia. Doctors being given these diseases because they can figure them out. Isn't that interesting?
Yes.
It's a lot easier to figure it out when you have it, too. It's very interesting. Sometimes it's not so pleasant, but you know, when you're sick. But you certainly have a lot of reason to work on it hard, because you've got to figure it out in yourself first, and then you figure it out in your patient.
Well, just being in your presence also is a healing factor.
Yeah, that's true. When Valerie Hunt studied healing, she was a UCLA physiologist studying energy fields and healing. She realized that healing was a field effect. And you don't have to be physically close to somebody. When you're talking to them over the phone, you're also connected with them. So that's why clairvoyants can do readings over the phone. But essentially, and healers can just picture the person and do healings, because what's happening is not happening in the third dimension. It's happening in higher dimensions, so that's not limited by space and time, which are actually constructs. If you study multidimensional physics, you understand that these are constructs that are limited to the third dimension. So a lot of the work we do is outside the third dimension. And, you know, pretty much people aren't going to understand that unless they have more of an understanding of the physics of the multidimensions that we actually live in. All of us are multidimensional beings. It's just that many of us don't have the awareness that we are.
I agree, yes.
Yeah. So what are your plans for the future, Mickey?
I just hope to continue to conduct readings and clear the pathways to all the beautiful people that seek me out and want a reading from me, and I hope to help them the best way that I can. I've never thought of my work as being someone that is different, special. I always, as a child, wanted to blend in, and I think that helped.
Uh-huh.
I think that helped me see people as themselves more than they can see them, their own self. I felt like I was a mirror for them.
Right. Well, I think more people are seeking spiritual guidance now, more than ever. First of all, they may have more time to do so. They may have been laid off work. They may have, less family obligations. When the business of living quiets down and you do have more time to reflect on what actually is happening to you, is it all random? Is it just you're being punished for your past sins, that kind of thing. Some people believe that. I think people are beginning to realize that they can actually start projecting probable futures. Now, they need to do it with intuitive wisdom. I encourage people to go within, find out what they truly love, what truly interests them, what makes them excited, what gives them more energy, and that would be something worth projecting. And it doesn't matter whether it's a job, career, relationship, or just simply a hobby. If it truly gives you a great deal of joy, that's an indication that you should pursue it. And you never know where it's going to lead.
Very true.
And a lot of times people have misconceptions, just misunderstandings, and I think that going to a clairvoyant can help clear up some of those misconceptions. They have judgments, in other words. They judge this way of being to be wrong, or this person to be wrong. It's always right and wrong, with judgment. And I think God brings into your life many, many different things for you to discern and experience, not for you to judge them, but for you to experience them. And I think if you spend all of your time judging, then you have very little time for experience. And what I would encourage people to do is meditate, develop spiritual practices. Even meditating with a group is very, very good because it tends to speed up your spiritual development. And basically start your own group if you can't find one. Bring other people who are interested in once a week to meditate for 20 minutes in a group. You'll find that there's a great deal of spiritual growth that goes on then. And as they say, it's basically an inside job. You can seek out people like Mickey to help you. You can seek out spiritually based healthcare providers, you can seek out spiritually based people to be in relationship with, but it's an inside job. It's what you inside decide to project out, and then those people and places and relationships are going to show up for you.
I agree totally.
And Mickey is just reading what's inside of you. I mean, he's reading what are the different scenarios that you're likely to project, and that's why no clairvoyant is 100% accurate, because you have a choice at the last minute to project something different. And then Mickey's projection or prediction will not necessarily come true, because he had a 95% chance of projecting this relationship, but at the last minute you chose the 5% and you end up with something else. And it's not that Mickey's wrong, it's just that it just is. It's thank God the future is not 100% predictable. Because if it is, what Nostradamus predicted would be pretty scary to live through. And Nostradamus even said that the prophets want to be false prophets. I mean, all of the prophets said that they project what they're to project before the people so that people can change it. And the prophets show up mostly when we're going down the wrong path, which is interesting. They show up because of necessity. And then as a group, we can change what we're projecting, and then these horrible futures will not materialize.
I agree.
Well, I want to remind everybody that Mickey is going to be with us for Noetic Science, which is every third Thursday at the 4370 Georgetown Square office. For more information, call 770-457-4677. You can sign up for our email newsletter that has this information in it, along with a whole bunch of other information. This newsletter talks about latex allergies. It talks about Dr. Mike has an article on eliminating your worst allergies using NAIT. We have information about a new product that grows eyelashes. Latisse is approved by the FDA as a prescription to cause eyelashes to grow. That's something that some people have an interest in. They don't want to mess around with their eyelashes anymore. And we have some permanent makeup specials. And let's see. Of course, the radio show is every week. Next week, Dr. Russell Targ, we're interviewing him on his autobiography. He is one of the world's experts on remote viewing, having done all the research for the military. And then after that, we're interviewing an author on Steps to Enlightenment. And then after that, Dr. Gabriel Weiss, The Healing Power of Meditation. So, Mickey, would you like to give any final contact information or thoughts? We're about to need to go off the air.
My final words would be, and this is not an original quote, keep your feet firmly on the ground and keep reaching for the stars.
Well, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you very much, and if anyone would like a reading with me, I am available for readings at mickeybuckland.com. And you can reach me at mickeybuckland.com, and the number is 404-438-5120. It's been an honor to be on the show with you today, Susan.
Thank you, Mickey. I'll see you in about a week. Take care. This is Temple of Health Radio Show, and join us next week.